Only he takes out both of them. That you can't be, there's no mitzvah smicha on a goy's korban, and there's no mitzvah smicha on your friend's korban. So yais to let shred, there were two other words korbana left over. It says three times the word korbanai. So two are left over. Chad is korban of le korban oviv. One is to be contributed to the dashin, only yours and not your father's. The yidach, the third one, is telling us the rab is kol bali chervim smicha. That everybody that's a shutif in this korban has to make his own smicha. That's Rabbi Yehuda maybe would agree to this Rosh also. Now the Gemara is though, Rabbi Yehuda, hi, homer yomim ayovidlei, Rabbi Yehuda is just like by smicha, a yerush does not make smicha, by tumur also not. So the question is, what does it do with the words, homer yomer, which is mashma, tumur applies to everything, even to a yerush. So one says, no. Mi boile, Rabbi Yehuda uses this word, homer yomim, he needs mi boile, le rabbi says isha, that an isha could also make tumur on her own korban. If an isha brings a korban, she can make tumur on it. Why? The tanya would learn like this. But without the extra pasuk, I would have thought no. Why? But if we should call inyan any medaber b'loshen zocher, and though pasha tumura, it's all said in loshen zocher. If so, ma'aseh fina l'rabbi says isha, how do I know to include that an isha, if she has her own korban, how do I know to say that she could make tumura, chal b'tumura? On this tamalom, the pasuk says, Vim homer yomer, an extra pasuk to mean even an isha could also make tamura. Then echnami the diyuk is only an isha and not a yerush. For the gemara of rabbanim, like how do they know to go so far even a yerush? Maybe it's only an isha. For rabbanim mivim, they have two drushes. It says mivim homer yomer. So from the vav they dash and from the word homer yomer they make two drushes. For Rabbi Yehuda vim ledarsh, he doesn't dash in the vav. He holds that's urcha de kro. So if Rabbi Yehuda only uses the rabbi as the isha. The Rabbanan hold no, both can make tumura, both an isha and a yerush. Now again, another mishnah we have in Sukkah is Hakil Chayovim B'Sukkah. Everybody's chayiv in the mitzvah Sukkah. So the question is, Lasuya Mai, what does it come to include? So when it says, Lasuya Katon Shein Atzarach Limay, if you have a kid that does not need his mother anymore, so then Chalachiyach Mitzvah Chinuch, then your son should also eat in the Sukkah. Rashi says, Shein Atzarach Limay means, the first Masech the Sukkah, Shania Mishnosoi Vienna Karima, he wakes up, he doesn't call Mama. If he doesn't call Mama when he wakes up, he doesn't start crying for Bati right away, so that's called Ein Tzorach Limay. Titnan, the one like this, the Gemara says, Katan Shena Tzorach Limay, a kid that does not need his mother, so then Chayi the Sukkah, he has a mitzvah chinuch to bring him into the Sukkah, she's in the Sukkah. So that's what I call Chayav Nesukkah means a mitzvah chinuch on your son. Once he's old enough that he wakes up, he doesn't call his mama. He'll be 6 or 7 years old already. Right, Akol Chayavim B'Lulav. There's all the lashon. Everybody has to take a lulav. Lasuya might want to come to include. Lasuya again, Katan Hayidei Lananeya. A Katan that's old enough that he knows how to shake the lulav. He came with a chinuch, therefore you have to have a lulav. This now we learn like this. Katan Hayidei Lananeya, if you have a boy that knows how to shake the lulav, it's a chayib lulav. But if he doesn't know how to shake it yet, there's no mitzvah to give him a lulav. Another mishnah says, Hakol chayavim mitzitzis, everybody's chayav to wear tzitzis. So again, lasuya mai, what does it come to include? But again, lasuya koton haydei lesatev. A koton that knows how to wear his tzitzis, knows how to put on clothing. They gonna know how to keep two strings in the front, two in the back. He knows lesatev, he's chayav in tzitzis. The Tanya learned like this, Kotin Hayadeh Lesate, the Kotin knows how to wear a tzitzis. Yeah. Well, at least it's here it's mashrim more than just tamur, it's mashrim to make a tifa. A tifa is where we first put on our talis, we wrap it around the head. Like Taisas, the Taisas, the Yadeh Lesate, Taisas Mishumdelam May Kotin, call a tifa, Shemek a tifa, Shemel the main a tifa. If you don't wear it, wrap it around your head the way the Arabs do, it's not called an a tifa. Shem a tifa talisam ad ashwafim, they bring the talis down until the lips. It says the mitzvah in the medrash. So we hear it's mashma that your kid has now to make an ituf, had a wrap around the talis that we put on the talis godol. That's when you put on the tzitzis on him. So that says the mitzvahsi b'silik echad she'osa Rav Yosef she'nosa in tzitzis echad in front of yechal nachur v'yimin chen l'smoel. Right. So the mice of the wind on all of this, that we hold that our talis cotton that we wear, we don't have to do a mice ituf. So we hold what we yotz on the mitzvah just from putting it on. If our talis cotton there, the chiv would be even as long as the kid knows how to put on his tzitzis. Yeah, for talis gadol, you have to know how to make a nitzuf. But for our talis katan, you don't really need a nitzuf. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Then the Mishnah says, "Hakirul chayyavim betzil everyone could wear tefillin." Again, lasu must come to include lasu yamai. Again, lasu yekotin haydeh lishma tefillin. A kohen knows how to watch his tefillin. So, washing your watching means you're not to wear it beguf noki. You're not going to let out wind when you're wearing it. Moses says, "Now, my, what does it mean to say lasu yekotin haydeh lishma tefillin? What does it mean to say a kohen knows how to watch his tefillin?" The tiny will run like this. Kotin hayadeh lishma tefillin. Once the kohen is old enough, so he knows how to watch himself, to keep himself clean, then oviv lakech letzfilm, then the father has to buy a tefillin of the mitzvah chinuch. Another mishnah says in Chagiga, ha'kel chayavim beriya. Everybody's mechuyiv on oil, regals on yom tov to go up and to bring a korban oil. Chayav beriya, it's a korban oil. Lasuya might want to come to conclude. It comes lasuya misha chetzed eved, the chetzed ben chorin. Somebody that was an eved, let's say two shutzim owned an eved, an eved kenani, and one shut to freedom. So he's called the chatzi eved, he's still an eved for the other half, but half of him is freed. They say, what, even this person also has a chiv to bring an oil shriya. Rashi says, Abel eved, if he would have been an eved gomri, he's part of the chsid, the person as pnei yodin Hashem, mishen le yodin elohu. You have to go oil regal only if you have no other yodin, only Hashem. For if you're an eved, you don't have to go up. But a chatzi eved, since half of him is free, like his tzad, his half that's freed, has to go up. Yeah. For the man now, Ravina, but according to Ravina's sheet, the yom that he says, no, Misha chetzeb eved v'chetzeb ben chorin potem neriya. He holds a chatzi eved, chaz mashiv, is potem neriya. And so, what does it come to include then? Hakoch yom riya? Is lasuya chigur b'yom rishim, a person that was lame, a hunchback, on the first day of Yom Tov, for Nispashet B'yom Sheni, but he became well again on the second day, even though the first day couldn't go up to be other regal, but now that he's well on the second day, he has to go up. The Rashi says, Chigur is Prata Minariya, the Regolim Ksiv, Prat Labalik Kabayim, you have to be able to walk on your own feet, not even need a cane or something. So what the Chiddush here is, that even though the first day you were Prata, but now the second day you become well, you still have to go on the regal. So Moshe said, that's a machlokes. Hanichu l'man diyama kulin tashlumim zeh lezeh. That every day is a makeup for itself. So even though the first day you were not fit, but now the second day of Yom Tov, you become fit, you have to go up. V'adeh l'man diyama kulin tashlumim l'risha. And the pshat is no. Zeke chiv on the regal is told on the first day of Yom Tov. That's a chiv upon you. And if you are mechuyiv on the first day, and something happened, you did not go up, you could make up for it the next day. But according to this man diyam, if you were potter the first day, there's no need to make up for it. So if you were lame the first day that you were potter from going up, even if you become well later, you don't have to go up. So what does the Mishnah mean to say la suye hakol chayovim beriya? So when it says la suye suma biyachas miyenus, person is blind in just one of his eyes. Or the like here, Tana, not like this Tana. The Tana will learn like this. Yochanan ben Daboy Yoma. Yochanan ben Daboy says, Mishum Reb Yehuda, name of Reb Yehuda, Suma biyachas miyena potem neriya. If somebody is blind, even in just one eye, he's also potter from this mitzvah's oil regal, or to bring a korban. Shneim, the prophet says, Yeiro. Like Rashi says, Yeiro ksiv. The Karina, we read it, Yeiro er. Kederach Shakarish Baruch Hu Bo Lirois Oisach Hu Shomer Mishteinayim Kach Bo Lirois Shehu Niro Lecho Mishteinecha. That's our drash. Again, the Gemara says, Shneima says, Yeroa means Kederach Shabo Lirois. Same like a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to see you, like he sees you. Hashem is a Shalom. His two eyes, like Kach Bo Lirois. We have to come to see Hashem also with our two eyes. So Ma Lirois Mishteinov, just like Hashem sees us with his two eyes. Afli Roy is also Mishnein Einov. You only have to go up if you have two eyes. So kiss when our Mishnah says over the Hakochi of Maria, it means not like that Mandiyama. That even though you don't have two eyes, you only have one eye, still you have a chiv to be on the regal. Yeah. The Yiboyasim not tell us could be like this. The Yiboyasim, if you want to tell you, Liyanim really know. The Mishnah could go according to everybody. and we was going about La Suya Misa Chesed Eved VeChesed Ben Chayrin. So the Mishnah comes to include somebody that a half of an Eved, still since half of him is free already, he has to be on a regal. Ah, you had a question of a Kashla of the Ravina. Ravina says, no, a Chatzi Eved is still Potter to be on a regal. So yes, you know, Lakasha. Kan the Mishnah Rishoina, Kan the Mishnah Achoina. Rome was during the first Mishnah. Rashi says it means before Beis Hillel was Chayzer. And our Mishnah there, Chagig, is going after Beis Hillel was Chayzer. What does that mean? It's not like this. Misha Chetzev Eved V'Chetzev Ben Chayrin. You have somebody that's half free and half an Eved. So Lachor is, Oivet is Rabbi Yemechot, he remains that way. And he has to be divided up that one day he works for his Nestor. The Yechot Asashma, one day he's free, he works for himself. The Asashma Yemechot, one day he works for himself. This is where Beis Hillel holds at the beginning. On this, no. Omelem Besham, Hashami said back, no. Tikantem is Rabbi, very good, you fixed up your Rabbi. That's nice in your Rabbi's part now. Your Master, like, he'll work for you one day, very good. He'll have you one day. But the Asashma let you come to me, you didn't fix up yourself. Like, we can't let you stay this way. Why? Lisa Shivchen Yochel. If you would have been a complete Eved, so good. The Master could give you a Shivchen, you can still have children. But now that you're here free, we can't give you a shivcha to live with. Because, why? Bas Chervin, the free person, and Yochel, you are Bas Chervin? Oh, no. Lisa Shivcha and Yochel. You can't marry a shivcha because half of you is free. I, Bas Chervin, so let's give you a regular Bas Yisrael. Also, and Yochel, we can't give you because half of you is an Eved. So now that you're half Eved and half Bas Chervin, Ben Chervin, you can't get married at all. And so, Beshamai's Taina, Yevatel, should you remain not married without having children, I've Haloyla Nivroyla Metal of Rivia. The world was only created to have children. So how could we let this person stay without having children? She now in the Pasuk says, Lo Yisayav Royal, Hashem is Yitzhorah. Hashem doesn't want the world to be empty and ledig. Wants to be Hashem, so people should be living here. So Marian says, Kveshami holds, Elam if they tikkun Elam, Midirabon will make a takon here, that Kaifenes Rabbi, we force this master that still owns him halfway, for Yoisayse Ben Chayrin, that you have to free him and make him a complete Ben Chayrin. And that will be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. Are you losing out on money? For Kaisu Shtar Achatzi Dom of Enoch Nami, he'll make a Shtar as Chayvis. Like the seven is going to owe you the money. Whenever he gets around to it, he'll pay you back. But we are Mechayiv the Master to free him right now. That's Beis Shammai's Taina. So at the beginning, Beis Hillel argued on him. The Gemara says, though, what happened was, for Chosu later on, Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel was Chayzer, and he also agreed to Beis Shammai. So Psham, the Mishnah in the Chagigah that says Akoch Yovim Beria, which means to include even a Chatzi Eved, goes according to the Maskana that after Beis Shammai was Beis Hillel was Chayzer, so now even though he's a Chatzi Eved, still he has the Chiyuv to be on the regal. But the Pshat is he's not considered like an Eved because there's a mitzvah for his master to free him. It's like for sure he'll be freed. So therefore, even right now we consider him like he's a free, and therefore he has a Chiyuv to be on the regal. Yeah. The Rashi says, Avalacha shechozul hoydes hoydel b'yodein l'shachroi, since it's up to us, Bezin, to force the master to free him, k'mashuchadami, we consider as if the Eved is freed already. Shein reshus rabbi alov, it's not called the Odin, has power over him. And v'loi k'rinu, we don't call him Odin Achar. Therefore, the Mishnah Chagig goes according to the Mishnah Chreinah, that he's not considered an Eved anymore. And therefore, he has the chiyuv to be oilo regal. That's a big korban oilo. Yeah. Another Mishnah says, HaKoyo Chayyavim B'Tekiya Shaifa. Rosh Hashanah also brought down, everybody has Chiyav to blow, to hear the Shaifa. Yeah, I guess the one says also, HaKoyo Chayyavim B'Tekiya Shaifa. The question is, Lasu Yimai, what does it come to include? Like Pshita. Mar says, Lasu Yimai comes to include, Kotin Shigi L'Chinuch, Enich Nami, even your kid also has to hear the Shaifa. That now we learn like this, Ein Ma'atvin Es HaKotim L'Tkoye B'Yomtif. We don't stop a kid from blowing the shofar on Yom Tov. As she says, Shigil Chinuch Plukti Perikvas Yuma Chadom Mekvashif 26 a Kvasheva Yer Chadom Mekvatesha Kvatesha right here. So kid saying, Mark, we don't stop a kid from blowing the shofar. The pshat is because he's in the mitzvah. Yeah. The reason why, like, we let him do it because he's a Gil Chinuch and he's in the parasha of the mitzvah. Therefore, we let him blow. So, kid said that's included. Kon shegi lechinuch, He also has the chiyus here, the shayfa. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakol chiyuv mimikra megillah." Everybody is mechuyev to hear the megillah on Purim. So again, Hakol, and also says, "Hakol k'shem likus as a megillah." Everybody is kosher even to read the megillah. So as soon you might.